Hi, I'm Asha Tomlinson.
And I'm David Common.
And we're hosts of CBC Marketplace. We're award-winning investigative journalists that want to help you avoid clever scams, unsafe products, and sketchy services.
Our TV show has been Canada's top investigative consumer watchdog for more than 50 years, but this is our first podcast.
CBC Marketplace podcast is available now on the CBC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Tom Harrington. Canada's Correctional Service and the Parole Board released results today of the investigation into the release of Miles Sanderson. Sanderson killed 11 people in the community of James Smith Cree Nation in Saskatchewan in September 2022. He'd been released from prison on parole the previous year. Dane Patterson reports.
The investigating board found that despite his propensity for violence, there was no indication to either Canada's Correctional Service or the Parole Board that Miles Sanderson would go on to commit a mass killing. France Grandton, with Correctional Operations, spoke after the report was released.
Risk factors and needs were identified throughout the correctional plan, and that was also taken in consideration when preparation for the release went under the community supervision.
Last month, we heard during an inquest into Sanderson's death that a post-mortem psych examination found he showed severe traits of psychopathy. Parole Board officials wouldn't comment if that was known to them during their assessments. Among its 14 recommendations, the investigative board says mental health assessments need to be updated. Both the CSC and Parole Board say they're accepting the recommendations brought forward and beginning to work on them. Dane Patterson, CBC News, Saskatoon.
The U.S. says Haiti will have a transitional council in place within the next 2 days. The members will then vote to appoint a new interim prime minister to replace Ariel Henry. The deeply unpopular and unelected official agreed to step down once his replacement is chosen. Haiti is in turmoil as various gangs fight for control. The World Food Program's Jean-Martin Bauer says the Haitian people are starving.
The humanitarian programs in Haiti are drastically underfunded. The United Nations Humanitarian Response Plan for Haiti is only 2% funded. That's not a typo. In order to bring back stability, in order to bring some hope to Haiti, we need force security, but we also need a robust humanitarian response.
Also today, Kenya says it will not send a police force to Haiti to lead an international security mission until a new Haitian government is appointed. Canada's Foreign Affairs Minister met today with her Palestinian counterpart, Riyad al-Maliki. It's the latest stop in Melanie Joly's current tour of the Middle East, which has so far included meeting Israel's foreign minister. She also met with the families of Israelis still being held hostage by Hamas in Gaza. Special Counsel Robert Hur defended his report on Joe Biden's handling of classified documents. At a congressional hearing, Republicans and Democrats grilled Hur over his decision not to lay criminal charges against the president. Here's his exchange with Democrat Pramila Jayapal.
You exonerated
a conviction.
I know that the term willful retention has a... Mr. Hur, it's my time. Thank you.
My conclusion was that the admissible evidence was not sufficient to make conviction at trial a probable outcome.
Not sufficient. Thank you.
Hur's report stated Biden would likely not be convicted by a jury because it would see him as a well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory. Boeing is facing nothing but turbulence at the moment. The aircraft maker's troubles keep building. A new report outlines dozens of safety issues just days after another in-flight scare. Stephanie Skinderis explains.
Anyone that was not in a seatbelt just flew randomly all across the plane.
Canadian passenger Brian Jocat says he was sure it was all over when the Boeing 787-9 Dreamliner he was taking to New Zealand on Monday suddenly dropped. Boeing's current troubles go back to a mid-air panel blowout in January that the U.S. Justice Department is investigating.
I think that Boeing is still trying to figure out what went wrong and how it went wrong.
Aviation industry expert John Graddock still believes the planes are safe, but says Boeing's changed over the last 20 years.
Work practices, quality measurements, safety practices, employee training, all of those things that I define as corporate culture. That is all very warranted investigation.
Boeing is now delaying filling orders for United, Southwest, and Alaska Airlines. In a statement, Boeing says it's developing an action plan to strengthen safety and quality and build confidence. Stephanie Skanderis, CBC News, Toronto.
And that is your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Tom Harrington. Thanks for listening.